use these events not only to get together and have fun with our families, but it's also an opportunity for us as union members to pass on timely information and, if we will, educate our members on what's going on.
Events like this help us develop that unity among our pilot group and also among the families that support those pilots.
It's just key to building our unity.
This is APA Communications Director Greg Overman back with a different take on our 5x5 podcast series. This time around, we're going to tackle five questions and five answers in 10 minutes or less. We'll be hearing from Family Awareness Committee Chair Captain Dan Hodge, Deputy Chair First Officer Tim Dick, and Committee Member Captain Doug Hancock, who also serves as Vice Chair of the Charlotte Domicile. So APA President Captain Eric Ferguson shared an email he received from a Charlotte-based FO a couple of weeks ago about APA's presence at Sun and Fun, which the Family Awareness Committee oversaw. The email took exception with the member saying, quote, "Shame on you." The member goes on to say that these kinds of events don't do anything to advance our union's agenda and that we need workers, not showboaters, that are partying at an air show. So with that as background, let's hear from our Family Awareness Committee about their take on this. And so my first question is, how many pilots enjoyed their union's hospitality at Sun and Fun? Was it a successful event? And I'll pose that to Captain Hodge.
The Sun and Fun event was a huge success for us. As you know, we use these events not only to get together and have fun with our families, but it's also an opportunity for us as union members to pass on timely information and, if we will, educate our members on what's going on. In attendance this year, we had probably about 200 to 225 people a day. That included both active pilots, retired pilots. We had some furloughed members there, as well as some members on LTD. And it creates a great opportunity for our membership in a rare instance to get in front of the leadership of the union and pose their questions and get some answers directly from them. In attendance every day, we had 2 to 3 board of directors members available. We had the vice president of the union there. We had members from scheduling, contract compliance, hotels, family awareness. We had a ton of people that were there, and it was great to see the folks come out and intermingle with the membership and get some needed answers.
So that's great. A lot of fun, but also an opportunity to talk shop. That sounds good. My second question, how do family awareness events like Sun and Fun actually help APA advance its agenda? And for that one, let's hear from Captain Hancock.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate the time to be here again. And after having been the national chairman and getting us where we're at with family awareness, to see it keep going forward and help put that message out to our membership is, I think, invaluable as we're sitting here still in Section 6. A year or so ago, we were, I would say, on the 10-yard line getting ready to punch it through for a probably industry-leading Section 6 contract negotiation. And then COVID happened. We lost a year to gain that momentum and, most importantly, that unity we need as a pilot group to act as a unified group going into this and maintaining our pressure and our stance that we are going to settle for nothing less than an industry-leading contract. Events like this help us develop that unity among our pilot group and also among the families that support those pilots. Also, it gives a chance to for the family members to meet other family members and establish those common bonds between each other. You know, we all deal with the distance and the time away from home and how it's great to let these families have chances to talk to each other and, you know, whether there be coping techniques or how they deal with the fact that their loved ones are gone, you know, doing the job we do, and then how to best support them. And also that support, how it goes forward to help us all in contract negotiations. So I think these events are crucial. And again, I understand the person's comments regarding the cost of these events. And I always respond to that, you know, you can't make omelets without cracking a couple eggs. You know, events to generate unity are not cheap by any stretch, but for the bang for the buck for what we do at these air shows is pennies on the dollar for the return on investment we'll see as we get into Section 6 and get a little bit closer to getting this contract.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So for the third question, this time with First Officer Dick. So your perspective, sir, if you could sum up how you see the value of these kinds of events, how would you describe that?
The Sun and Fun and the family awareness events that we do are essentially a mobile union meeting on steroids. We not only cover union things, we cover family situations, family events. We've had HIMSS conversations there. We've had aeromedical conversations. We have scheduling. We have everything contractual. You're able to speak to the BOD that are present, committee members that are present, all in a fun environment. And we also, we reach out. Some of the APA members bring Delta folks. They'll bring United people with them. And we reach across the other airlines. And it functions almost as a mobile crew lounge as well, because we don't have crew lounges that people congregate in anymore like we used to. This is a way to get together and build the unity, like Captain Hancock mentioned earlier. It's very easy to isolate nowadays, and this helps break down those isolations. Like the first officer who sent that email, if we could get with him face to face, we could inform him on all kinds of things that APA is doing and all the good work and the hard work that people are doing on his behalf.
That's great. So my next question, the fourth out of five, back to you, Captain Hodge. Tell us what's coming up for Family Awareness for the rest of this year. What do we have to look forward to?
The big event for us annually is the Oshkosh fly-in. Well, this year we're expecting huge crowds. I'm anticipating feeding for probably between 4,000 and 5,000 people that week while we're there. We'll have all kinds of representation from the union there, but as Tim alluded to, we will have some folks from ELPA joining us there. As you know, they've been in attendance with us for probably the last 3 or 4 years. Both SWAPA and ELPA are trying to copy our model and return to their membership what they see happens at our events. And it's just awesome. Also in the fall here in the Charlotte area, just south of Greenville, South Carolina, in September, we'll be attending the Triple Tree Flying, the largest grass strip in the country. Just a spectacular place, a little different venue for us in that they ask us not to serve any food or anything there, and that their evening dinners support the airfield there. A little smaller crowd there, but again, always good to see folks flying with their vintage airplanes and so forth. Family Awareness also will be heavily involved with the 9/11 memorials. Right now we've got things planned in Boston, Washington, D.C., New York, and of course, Dallas. And we'll be looking for a large turnout from our pilots, especially with the Dallas event. More information to come to the membership there. But again, we're looking for a turnout much like we had for the event at the Dallas airport. So we're looking for thousands of people to show up for the event. And I hope people will support that as we remember those that we lost on September 11th.
Fifth and final question. Here's what I'd like to do. If you could respond directly to the Charlotte first officer who wrote that email, what would you say? And I'd like to go back to Captain Hodge for this. You know, you've kind of got a reputation as an ace recruiter, somebody who turns critics into volunteers. So what do you think about that?
Greg, I'll tell you, when I read his letter the first time, it kind of hurt my feelings to see the way that he viewed that we're wasting his money and wasting our efforts in our efforts. I was out on furlough twice, the first time for about 6 months and the second time for 7 years. I had two kids in college and one in medical school at the time. And trust me, I understand the pressures that go along with that. My biggest frustration while I was out was the fact that I had no ability to communicate or receive any information from the company or the union. They turned off all my internet access to both of those things. So Doug and I, when we moved forward with this program, we wanted to find a way that we could continue communicating not only with the active pilots, but with one. And you'll find, like I said, at Sun and Fun, we had people there on LTD. We had folks showed up that were currently a part of the furlough program and so forth. And it's an invaluable tool to us to have the ability to pass on timely, accurate information to folks in times like these. It's just key to building our unity.
And gentlemen, thanks for all you do. And I to all the members who listen to this, we hope you'll mark your calendar and make time to come to a Family Awareness event coming near you or coming up later on this year. We really encourage it. We think you'll like what you see and what you hear. So, thanks to the three of you for answering our questions. And thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Until next time, that's it for now.